Does the Syrian refugee crisis bore you? We got a story for you today. Recovery's been slow for flood survivors in North India, and blessings of short-term mission trips go both ways. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The Syrian refugee crisis turns people off. People don't want to hear about years of war, millions on the move and need. They don't care. So it's interesting to note something unique about those who do care. Baptist Global Response's Jeff Palmer.
Most of those folks that we're working with that are actually doing the response are displaced peoples themselves who have a heart and a love for the gospel in Christ, but they also have a heart and a love for the people that are being affected around them.
Like a woman we'll call Joy, who's working with street kids in Syria.
She's providing food and education services for kids that are living in the area now that the school systems have collapsed.
Or Ahmed, whose family lost everything. BGR is providing things like food, shelter, and clothing so that guys like Ahmed can distribute them to the people who really need them.
There's a lot of Christians affected here, and many of them are wanting to stay in their areas and minister to those who are displaced, even though they've lost everything themselves.
Apathy is costly. Get involved. Details at our website. Next, tomorrow marks the International Day of the Girl. It's a day set aside by the UN in 2011 to raise awareness of girls' rights and the challenges they're facing worldwide. Far Corners Mission's Gary Bishop sees the problems surrounding girls in India firsthand.
One of the greatest problems that they face, and then consequently we as missionaries working with them face, is the predators. The predators are after young girls and women to be forced into sexual slavery.
Far Corners is building a new children's home surrounded by a barrier wall to protect the young girls and boys that they're caring for.
One of the things that we have a great heart for in India is protecting those children that are at the highest risk.
Kids also get to know Christ at this home. Help Far Corners build the wall and protect India's girls at our website. This is Mission Network News. Villagers in northern India are finally starting to recover from floods that ravished their livelihoods in early September. Gospel for Asia's pastors they support are caring for some 900 villagers in India's northernmost state. Believers are bringing food, clothing, mosquito nets, and the hope of Christ to families in need. Pray their efforts show God's genuine love and care to those who don't know Him. You can help GFA-supported pastors at missionnetworknews.org. Next, while California State University has derecognized 23 InterVarsity Christian Fellowship chapters in the U.S., students are still working diligently to minister. Those involved in InterVarsity are creating backpack banners to reach out to the new students. In the first 2 weeks, they actually helped lead more than 40 students to Christ. What can you do to continue helping InterVarsity spread the gospel at CSU? Support their backpack outreach. There's a link at our website. And mission trips only benefit the target communities, right? False. Moses, Inc. can assure you that their mission trips, while equipping the church, change the lives of the teen volunteers. Judy Vander Ark of Moses says,
I think a lot of teens that are being raised in Christian families and even in the church are searching for Jesus. They want the real Jesus with skin on, not just memorized prayers and doctrines that they've heard all their lives.
Moses, Inc. has helped so many teens discover what it means to have a relationship with Christ, and their lives are forever changed.
They have a real encounter when they come on these trips with Christ, because we just have beautiful worship time and devotional time, and the teens that are already there that are serving in leadership capacities are the ones that really minister to these young people that are trying to find their way.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's now offering the new book, The Cross and the Shadow of the Crescent by Erwin Lutzer. Now, this book is going to help you understand Islam so you can better pray and be equipped to interact with Muslims you come in contact with. Get The Cross and the Shadow of the Crescent at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.